Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
At the last time, the Gentile exile is not the same as the Gentile enslavement. The Lord Tommy L. Hart was born in captivity. The Gentile captivity is established by the living God, Tommy L. Hart. As the Gentiles regard the Lord, so regard they the people of the Lord, the black people. Black people, according to Webster's dictionary, are serfs. They are oppressed by another people. They are captors. The above are truths which were elaborated on the last time. Undoubtedly, the Lord Tommy L. Hart has revealed many things. Continuing from the last time, there's a question. The question is set in Isaiah 63, verse 15. It asks, are they restrained? The answer, Exodus 36, verse 6. The black people, the people of the Lord, are restrained. Though many years have passed since the abolishment of slavery, the Gentiles still hold the people of the Lord, black people, in captivity. As yet, the people of the Lord are captives. They are restrained and controlled by their captors, the Gentiles. Consider the many blacks born in and domiciled in Gentile nations. As a result of the Gentiles' defeat, capture, and enslavement, and scattering of black people, these were never let go from captivity. They remained in the lands of their captivity. They remain in the lands of their captors. They are the unchained captives. Proverbs 27 verse 23 says, "Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds." The statement can be reduced to this: know thy state. Be mindful of your condition. I have said earlier to my people, you are in captivity. Now I say to my people, the black people, know your state. Know what condition you are in. One should know his state. If he does not know his state, he is gullible to deceit. If one does not know his state, he can do nothing about it. At the last time, I read an excerpt from the Emancipation Proclamation. I read where Lincoln said, I quote, "All persons held as slaves within said designated states and parts of states are and henceforward shall be free," end quote. Let me remind you that one of the definitions given for free is not held in chains, says dictionary.com. The Emancipation Proclamation speaks against slavery. Slavery, according to dictionary.com, is the system by which people are owned by other people as slaves. So, the Emancipation Proclamation speaks against slavery. It does not address the matter of the Gentile captivity of black people. The Isaiah 5:13 statement is applicable to the Lord Tommy L. Hart and his people. It speaks the truth. The truth is, my people are gone into captivity. Now, the Gentiles have kept secret their holding of black people in captivity. Isaiah 51, verse 14 says, "The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit." The absolute worst. In the pits. There is also the John 8:32 statement, which says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I ask, free from what? I say to you, free from ignorance of yourselves, free of deception, and free from captivity. question, what truth is spoken of in the John 8:32 statement? Answer, the truth spoken of in the John 8 verse 32 statement is the truth which comes from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. So then, black people's release, escape from the Gentile captivity is tied unequivocally to the black people's reception of the truth which comes from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. If the people of the Lord obey the word of their Lord, Tommy L. Hart, they loose themselves from Gentile captivity. Be not deceived. There is no other way. If they reject the word of their Lord, Tommy L. Hart, they, my people, the black people, remain captives, held in captivity by the Gentiles. What is known? I know, number one, it is written, Revelation 11, verse 7, make war against them and overcome them. The Gentiles wage war against the black people and overcame them. I know, number two, it is written, Deuteronomy 28, that they shall go into captivity. Black people did go into captivity at the hands of the Gentiles. And I know, number three, the question, are they restrained? Answer, the black people are restrained. They are oppressed. They are hindered. They are reduced to subjection. They are suppressed. They are confined. They are in captivity. Now these things are signs of your captivity. You are restrained. You are oppressed. Speaking to you, my black people, you are hindered. You are reduced to subjection. You are suppressed. And you are confined. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has established the Gentile captivity of the people of the Lord. Having done that, I still would like to present information coming from 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 46 and 47. The statements speak of two people, Gentiles and the people of the Lord. They speak of captors and captives. They speak of two lands, the land of the enemy, the captors, and the land of the captives. 1 Kings 8, verse 46 says, I quote, so that they carried them away captives to the land of the enemy. The Gentiles carried the people of the Lord away from their own land to the lands of the Gentiles, the enemy. Bear in mind, the AVB declares the Gentiles as being the enemy of the people of the Lord. And according to the AVB, the people of the Lord are the black people. The black people were carried into the land. They were carried away from their own lands or land and into the land of their enemy, the Gentiles. 1 Kings 8:47a says, quote, in the land whither they were carried captives, end quote. I read that again. In the land whither they were carried captives. Black people were carried captive into the nations of the Gentiles, their captors, their enemies. And First Kings 8:47b says, quote, in the land of them that carried them captives. In the land of them translates into in the land of the Gentiles. The part them that carried them captive translates into the Gentiles that carried them, the black people, the people of the Lord, captive. The things which I presented coming from 1 Kings 8:46 and 8:47 speak of the Gentile captivity of the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. I have showed to you your state, which is the state of captivity, speaking to black people. I have showed to you signs of your captivity. Question, what have I ascertained? I have ascertained the state of my people. They are in captivity. And I have ascertained that hostilities still remain to this present day. Now, if hostilities continue, then we are still at war. Well, the hostilities continue. The captivity is still alive, and hostilities continue. Therefore, the war continues. Remember the signs just moments ago, which I read, the signs of your captivity? Listen to this. There is no declaration of the cessation of hostilities. There is no declaration concerning the cessation of the wars of the war. Question, what war am I speaking of? Answer, remember this which I have read to you, coming from Revelation 11, verse 7, where the Gentiles conspired and agreed to make war against the Lord and his people, overcome them. That is the war of which I speak. And of course, that war started a long time ago, after the Gentiles conspired war with or make war against the black people and overcome them. And of course, they made war, the Gentiles, the enemy, made war against the Lord and his people. And the Gentiles overcame the Lord and his people and carried them or put them in captivity. And, of course, while they were in captivity, the enemy, the Gentiles, cast black people, the people of the Lord, into slavery. slavery was abolished in the nations of the Gentiles. The enemy unchained those they made slaves. They unchained the people of the Lord. But they never released the people of the Lord, including the Lord, from captivity. And hostilities remain. Black people remain in captivity. Hostilities remain. The war continues. The war which the Gentiles waged against black people and the Lord was never declared at end. Hostilities were never declared to be ceased. The war which the Gentiles waged against black people is ongoing. It is still alive, just as the captivity of the Lord's people still is alive. So, the war is still being waged by the Gentiles against the people of the Lord. So then, who are the Gentiles warring against? Well, I've already answered that because I went away from my script. Now, the thing about this war is the knowledge that only one side is fighting. That is the Gentiles. The other side, the people of the Lord, seem to not know that there is a war going on, and that war which goes on is against them. As a result, the people of the Lord have taken a thrashing. Now, there is this declaration, Isaiah 57, verse 21, which says, "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." The statement says, "There is no peace, says my God, in the opinion of the wicked." The wicked still know that the war has continued, and the wicked still continue the war. They still hold black people in captivity, and hostilities still exist. They are very much alive. So I say, there is no peace in the opinion of the enemy, which is the Gentiles. They continue the war against black people. So you may say, okay, so then I see why certain things happen. I see why Gentiles do certain things to black people, because they are still at war against black people, though black people seem not to notice that there is a war and that the war is against themselves. There is active fighting, there is active hostility, as evidenced by the several signs of captivity, which I have presented and pointed out to you. There is war. So, in conclusion, I have determined that black people the Lord's people are yet held in captivity by the Gentiles, I have determined that there is no peace in the opinion of the Gentiles, the oppressor, the enemy. I have determined that the war which the Gentiles waged many years ago against the Lord and his people is still going on. Black people are still captives in the lands of their enemies, and the Gentiles, the enemy, is still waging war. The war continues, the war goes on, and that's how the Gentiles have it. There is no peace in the opinion of the Gentiles. And since there is no peace, what is? There is still fighting, and the Gentiles still hold hostilities and carry on hostilities against the Lord and his people. Remember this, they fight the Lord as well as the Lord's people, because the Lord is their main target. The Lord, Amiel Hart, is their prized catch. Let's say it like that. The Lord, Amiel Hart, is the Gentiles' prized catch. The Gentiles wage war against the black people, the people of the Lord, because of the Lord. And in recent broadcasts, I have been showing you how that the Gentiles hate the Lord. The Gentiles are rebelled against the word concerning the Lord in the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. They rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, they promised to serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. They promised to serve the Lord when he comes. They have not carried out the promise. The Lord has come. What is his name? The Authorized Version asks, his name is Tommy L. Hart. So, the Gentiles know that the Lord has come. They see that as a prized catch. They have said to me from the Authorized Version Bible, thou art found and thou art caught. Thou art found and thou art caught. Let me read this statement as I close here from the book of John. John chapter 1, and I'm turning to it. Let's see here. John chapter 1. Listen to what they say. They say this, John chapter 1, verse 45. We have found him. I let the people, including the enemy, know that I have come. I have given them my people and the enemy as well. I've given them my name. So the Gentiles know. They were expecting the Lord to come. Now they know that the Lord has come. They know the Lord's name, and they say, we have found him. And in another passage, I think, which I presented to you last week, they say to me, thou art found, and thou art caught. The Lord, I told you the last time, that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, was born in captivity. So, there's a lot going on. The battle of the Gentiles against the Lord and his people goes on still. The Lord's people are in captivity. The Lord's people and the Lord are still warred against by the Gentiles. The enemy, the Gentiles, are talking among themselves, saying, they have found me, they have found the Lord. And they say to the Lord, to me, thou art found. But not only are you found, you have been caught. Thou caught. Okay? Do not forget the signs of your captivity. Do not forget that you, my people, black people, are yet in captivity. Do not forget that you, my people, the black people, are still being fought against by the Gentiles, your enemy, as stated by the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, the Book of the Law, and the Book of Truth. Do not forget to join me on Twitter, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. And do not to visit my archives, the Archives of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, Lawmaster. Do not forget to visit Lawmaster Archives. Learn and know this information, because you are affected by it. You are affected by this information. You should know it and know it well. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. And join me next time as the judgment continues.